Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Let's cut that music as quickly as possible because I can't put this on the iTunes if somebody's music is underneath it. What's that? I pray to God that buzzing sound isn't just me. That's not just in my head, is it?
No.
No, there's a buzzing. Do we want to try to fix the buzzing, or should we just soldier forth as if there wasn't buzzing? What do you think? They're working on it. They're working on the buzzing. All right. Well, this was, you know, as podcasts go, what's... That's good for a podcast. Yeah, do more off-mic comedy, Todd, during a podcast. That's fantastic. You piss off the listeners. Oh, Todd sounds like he's being funny. Oh, spoiler alert if you didn't know who the guest was. But there's two chairs. Has Todd finally gone off the deep end? It needs two chairs and two microphones. Anyway, I just want to say briefly before we start here that depending on the date this episode of I Love Movies drops, you might be able to go out and purchase my movie Super Jaime, which comes out on June 17th. So I don't know if okay, the buzzing stopped. June 17th is when the movie comes out, so put it in your Netflix queue or go on Amazon.com or just, you know, get involved in it any way you can the day it comes out, because I want it to be, you know, as big as possible to fuck with the man. No, I just think it's a funny movie and I want people to see it. So let's go ahead and get into this episode and bring my guests out. What do you say? Let's hear it for them, for coming all the way down here in their condition, and you'll see what condition I mean when they're out here. These two fellas, I just came from their podcast. They have a podcast called Comedy and Everything Else, and it's hilarious and extremely long. This is a tight 30 minutes that you're going to hear right now, but their show goes on and on and on, and it's awesome, and let's get them out here. Jimmy Dore and Todd Glass, everybody. Jimmy D and Mr. Flippy Flop. Mr. Flippy Flop Shoes is here. Sit wherever you like. You can take the mic out. and, you know.
I disagree.
You can, Todd doesn't understand the nature of the program. That's okay. We'll try to walk him through it.
That's what you guys think, but you know what? Everyone else has a right to their opinion, too.
Okay, so it's good to have a guest that fills those gaps with words, no matter what they mean, or... good evening.
Good evening,
Doug. Hello.
How are you? I wouldn't describe our podcast as going on and on.
Hang on, Jimmy. I'm getting a call on my phone.
It's called comedy, Jimmy.
Let me just... it's a friend of mine. He's a comic. He lives in Austin, Texas. Maybe he's in town seeing what's going on tonight. Hey, can you get me into Death Ray? Oh, that's... I should mention that Death Ray is... Comedy Death Ray is a show at the UCB Theater where we are doing this show not live, but in front of a live audience. Thanks to them. Was that hard to follow, Todd?
Seemed like a lot.
Yeah, well, you know, because we're not live, but it is a live audience. So we're at the UCB Theater. I got in all the points I was trying to make.
We're performing in real time for the audience that's here live.
That's right, Jimmy.
Yes.
Yeah, see, Jimmy got it. Mm-hmm. Could I get you some gum? Will that help you to think?
I know, I tell him.
Because it helps Jimmy think.
I spit out my gum?
It's kind of unprofessional the way you're just sitting there chewing away at it. Like.
Okay.
Here's what it looks like. Look. No one wants to know what you think.
Okay,
you
I already money. Swallowed it. Could you quit?
I already tried to tell.
Why doesn't anybody ever care what I think?
Todd's doing a lot of facial humor for the listeners. First, he does the yelling from behind the scenery bit for the listeners, and now the facial humor. This is a podcast, Todd.
By the way, the buzzing was actually, someone had a clock back there, a timer set, and it was buzzing. But Emily luckily found that and turned it off. It was
It was a timer.
Yeah.
Going off.
Yes, it was actually something set to buzz.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I bet it didn't even. You're so like sad in that moment. Like there was
a
sadness.
Sad. I got nervous right as I said. I thought Jimmy was going to yell at me.
So we're here to talk about. Movies, and let's go to Todd first. What's the last movie that you saw in a motion picture theater, beginning to end? You don't have to sit through the credits.
Jesus Christ!
But at least the whole movie in a motion picture. No, not on TV, because you know he's like cleaning or texting or something while he's watching a movie on TV.
No, it's
in a movie theater. Sat down and watched it beginning to end. What was the last one?
Comedy.
It took any genre. Oh.
Well, I did.
Like, do you want me to make the question harder? Is that what you're asking me to do?
God, I don't know. I don't remember.
On the West Side only, though. What side? What part of town?
I know he did see it into the Wild without stopping.
That's true.
Into the Wild.
Even though that was on a DVD.
Well, I applaud you for that because that is a fantastic movie. Very underrated.
Did you like it?
Even though people loved it, I thought it was underrated.
Really?
Yeah, like, you know, Sean Penn wasn't nominated for directing, and...
I felt the same way.
What's his name? That music was the best original music in a movie, and Eddie Vedder didn't win anything for that.
Oh, the music was okay, but the movie...
What's the problem? Well, first of all, I'm sure you're a little disgruntled because the Hal Holbrook part went to another actor... specifically Hal Holbrook. Doesn't he kind of remind you of Hal Holbrook? Like, you know, like a younger Hal Holbrook.
You do.
Like five years younger Hal Holbrook.
I got to admit, you're right.
Yeah,
he's got a point.
Don't take this the wrong way.
Oh, no, Jimmy. Doug Benson is right.
I've always thought of Doug as a young Sidney Pollack. That's what I've... about 5 years younger.
Yeah, I'll take
right,
that.
Am I wrong?
He was good. He was good up until the end there.
Right,
he was one of my favorite. I loved him
Hal
in.
Holbrook.
I don't even know who that is.
I loved him in that movie. I loved him in that George Clooney's movie with it. That was the dude's name.
Michael Clayton.
No.
You don't know who Sidney Pollack is? Or
Ocean's
Hal Holbrook?
11.
What did you say?
No, who? Oh, what? No,
just
Sidney Pollack. Yeah, I know.
You knew this was going to happen.
I knew what was going to happen when I gave him the the loaf.
Sorry.
A maple nut loaf full of weed. Yeah. I gave Todd.
In all fairness, you should say that because I wouldn't normally do that, and I didn't know how much was
in there. What do you mean you wouldn't normally do that? What's normally? Like
Tuesday afternoon?
Somebody gives it to me, I eat it.
If there was a funeral that you were going to, then you probably wouldn't do it.
Well, I wouldn't do it as much as I did before this. It's very hard for me to follow one sentence. So I just sit here in fear that you're going to catch me. Here's me, though. I'm like, oh, what's he talking about? oh, it's something to do with a cat or something. Or...
I should really get the guests high every time because it really ups my game.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, if you guys are high.
Yeah, I did not like Into the Wild. I'll just say that right now. I don't know.
No, I got it. I got it. Todd didn't care for
it one bit.
Todd loved it, I thought.
He didn't care for it from beginning to end.
I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who agrees with everybody.
But it was good, except for all the bad parts.
You know what? I didn't like it.
No, but it was, it was
good, though.
Yeah, not too bad.
No, you don't have to like
it. Not too bad. Not too bad. A little, what's a little bad going to hurt? It sucked.
Yeah, but I loved
it. No, he's got a point.
But I loved it, though.
Oh, sure. It was good. There was something to love. But now I'm not.
Let's put it in the mic, Todd. Right into the mic.
Hello.
He's turning to Jimmy and talking. Got to stay on mic.
Okay.
All right. Or, yeah, that's another way to go.
We actually saw the Michael Clayton. You tied.
Quiet.
I actually had to go back and see the. We were watching it. I went to the movie theater.
Right.
There's about maybe 10 minutes left of the movie, and the fire alarm goes off. It's like right
where?
In the movie theater.
Like a regular movie theater?
At my house, and they
No, where was it? Where was it in the movie? Was it a scene in the movie where there was a fire alarm? Because that would be confusing.
No. Ironically, it was right at the...
Wouldn't that be crazy? You'd be like, is it real or is it in the picture? Which one is it?
Is there a fire alarm going off
we
now,
We better
too?
Run out just in case.
How could that be? That'd be a crazy coincidence. I'm sitting put.
I really
That's
think we should go.
Say.
We should go.
If there was a fire alarm on the movie screen and then also one in the movie theater, I would not go anywhere.
I agree. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I've stayed in my hotel room.
Because they cancel each other out.
I know what he means, but I didn't. I think I know what he means.
No,
like when
really...
I'm in a hotel and the alarm goes off, I lay in bed. I go, everything's going to be all right.
I never. Have
Is
you
that
ever
wrong?
Left?
Without giving too much away,
Who
had
runs out
Michael
like an idiot?
Clayton died yet when the movie stopped?
No, his car. His car had just blown up, that part. And so it was like, whoa, it's really
right,
going to get into some thick shit here. And we all, what the fuck? And somebody left the popcorn thing.
Oh,
going.
So it was an out of doors sequence.
Yes.
So you knew that it wasn't.
Yes.
There's no fire alarm out of doors, even though a car exploding, maybe some ashes flew into a nearby home and set off their home alarm.
This was rural Long Island. There wasn't any...
In the movie,
I mean. I saw it right here in Pasadena. Todd, did you follow
Pasadena,
that?
Pasadena, really? How is movie going in Pasadena? Are they like... Is it like kind of being out in the...
Well, you know, like
in
going
the world,
in the,
like do people talk and stuff during
going
the movie?
To the movie?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
I swear I'm
ask
not
ask it
being
into
silly.
The microphone.
I'm not being silly. I swear to God, I'm being totally serious.
Okay,
is there really a little old lady in Pasadena? Seriously? No, seriously. Now the whole crowd's like, "Oh my God, he's getting to that high where it's like, ugh." Where someone gets a little too weird, you're like, "What?"
Yeah, he's getting that part of his high where it's Todd making stuff up.
Because as I was saying that, it seemed dumb. What was I saying?
I don't know.
So then I went back and watched the movie again because they gave us a free pass. Well, they didn't give it. We had to like hunt a guy down. You know, because they have like two people working at a fucking movie theaters now.
How about this? This will be fun for the audience. I'm going to make these two lose their minds laughing right now.
No, don't.
I knew this guy. He said he had a talking dog.
No.
And he's like, just ask it a question and it will answer it. Just ask it anything you want. And I'm like... All right, I'll play along. What's the thing on top of a house called? And the dog goes, roof!
That's horrible.
It's a true story.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I shouldn't have asked something that sounds, arguably, that sounds like barking, the thing on the house.
No,
I got to ask him more specific questions. So then I said, who's your favorite, who's the best baseball player of all time? It's a better one, right? But the dog is like, roof! I'm like, oh, well, that still sounds like Ruth,
thing.
Roof,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of sounds
would,
kind of similar.
I
so I was like, I've got to try one more question. What's your, what's the most popular tourist attraction in San Francisco? And
this is true, right?
Yeah, the dog says, Wharf. And I was like, be more specific. Fisherman's Wharf. Fisherman's Wharf. I like the clam chowder. It's delicious. Oh,
want to hear something funny? I thought, here's what I thought. I thought, oh my God, I'm not going to laugh because Doug goes, watch these guys go nuts. I thought, I've seen it enough. It probably won't make me laugh again. So I was worried, what if I don't laugh at the end of it? And then that's what and then I was really laughing, though. But I was thinking, oh shit.
Oh,
but then
God,
when he got to it,
you are borderline.
Do that again, just the end part. It's really.
Doug goes insane.
Because you feel bad for the dog.
Shit. You like, really do. Really? That's why Todd got to the bottom of why that's interesting.
He feels bad,
you feel
for, the
bad for the
dog.
You feel so bad for the dog.
Do it. Go and do it again. And with that perspective, watch. You'll laugh that hard. The first image.
Oh, guys, I do love movies.
That
I love
dog
movies.
Is trying.
I love movies. Welcome to I Love Movies.
Super Troopers.
Beginning to end in a movie theater. Todd, beginning to end in a movie theater.
Into the microphone.
Oh, that same question?
That's the question. It wasn't Into the Wild, right? You watched that on DVD.
Yeah. God. I don't know.
What do you do when there's a movie on a plane?
I really don't know.
Do you
I'm
just,
trying to think.
You just, like, find other things to do when they show a movie? Like, why would you skip 27 dresses?
What is he grabbing my mic?
No,
did you see that?
There was something sticking on your mic.
Oh, yeah, right.
This is ridiculous. I'm glad there's not a comment section on this.
I know, the last movie I
said. I don't want to read, like, oh, you guys are so stupid when you're high. That was
I know,
dumb.
That's what I always get nervous about.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. I've been saying, all right, Todd's high. All right,
no,
enough
people
already.
People do comments like that. When I was making Super High Me, there was a couple episodes of I Love Movies where I got really high because I was making the movie. And people were like, it's better when you're not high.
Really?
They don't tell, like, you know. Right.
Tell them you think they're better high.
All right, that's what I'll tell him.
I swear to God, I was testing out.
Thank
I wanted
God
to see
we
if you
all have
just...
a response when people complain about this episode. We're all ready.
How much is this?
Say, I don't like it when you're not high.
Me?
No, that's my response.
Oh.
I memorized it already.
Yeah.
I'm just trying it out.
All right, I'm sorry.
Right? I got it right, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like you when you're not high. That's what I say to somebody when they write to me.
You're really trying.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it right.
Practicing.
Yeah.
No, you don't like them when you're not high.
See, I knew I was doing something wrong.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
This is a bad game of telephone.
How long has this been?
I'm going to hang up. I will not accept the charges.
I feel bad.
So, Doug, more
bars and more towns.
Doug, the Indiana Jones...
That's my platform when I run for president.
More bars and more towns?
Yeah, because it means, you know, better cell phone reception.
And then
alcohol.
And to hardworking white people.
I just
wouldn't we all be happy if we could just have alcohol and good phone reception?
I just thought of something.
Okay.
Here's something somebody would say leaving the show that didn't get your sense of humor.
Okay.
This is what their opinion was. If they didn't get you. This is someone on the way out. You overhear them going, well, he certainly didn't talk about movies with any intelligence. Like, no, that's...
I could, though, Todd. Sure. Todd, if you actually spit out the name of a movie that you've sat through from beginning to end...
I'm not making fun of you.
Then we would have a...
But, see, you thought I was making fun of you. I'm not. That's the fake lady. Are you serious?
Oh, that made-up lady said that.
You think I'm talking through these people that I've created?
You're like...
You know, here's my impersonation of this old lady. Why don't you act more organized? Like, I'm tricking you.
You're like the ventriloquist with the dummy. Like, shut up, you cunt. Hey, dummy, why'd you say that? Why did this thing I have no control over just say that? How'd you like to carry around something all day that's calling people that? You'd think he'd put it down after a while.
He just constantly apologizes.
You know what?
Yeah,
loyalty is important, especially in the comedy
act. That's true.
So name a movie that you saw recently, Jimmy.
I wanted to ask you, because have you seen Indiana Jones? I heard people don't like it.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, you did see it.
But But here's why I wasn't going to say anything. I really can't ever follow a movie. This is not even fair because I couldn't follow it, but I didn't see any of the other movies. So someone said that would be hard for anybody.
Oh, there was a lot of twists and turns in Indiana Jones and the title I can't remember. There were a lot of twists and turns in it, though. Like, oh, that guy's a double agent. No, he's not. Oh, yes, he is. What? People would just turn to each other and go, you a double agent? Yeah, okay. Now I'm not. You're not? Okay. It was so fucking stupid.
So it was bad, you're saying?
That aspect of it. I think Harrison Ford is not too old to play Indiana Jones. I think George Lucas is too old to write the story of an Indiana Jones movie.
You're tapping into some of that
fucking aliens.
Lucas anger, yeah.
I mean, I know there's fantasy elements in all of the movies, but this one was
people have really turned on
extra
Lucas.
Stupid.
Right? They've really turned
not
on
not enough
him.
People.
Oh, no?
No.
Because they keep
come
giving him movies,
join me in
you
my
mean?
Quest to turn on him. He's rich and he's happy. Like, he, you know, he's very, he thinks he's done wonderful things.
You think being rich makes you equivalates?
It totally equivalates.
To happiness? I can tell you, I'm right here, I can tell you it does not. I am fucking filthy rich. And I am barely happier than I was before.
All right, so this has been a fantastic discussion about movies.
What
and how
really
much you love them. I totally wrecked my voice with that dumb dog bit.
It was worth it. Matter of fact, shot. If I had a lot of money, like I would offer you, would you? If I said for $100, would you come by my house and do it? Obviously, you wouldn't. But if
for
I said $1,000,
I'd come by your house for no money
and do that bit.
Yeah, but for $100, I'll come do that bit in your house.
Not if you're not. You just said you'd do it for free. Why would I pay you now?
I said
he's
been,
got
I've
a point.
Over.
He's got a point.
He does. He does.
Yeah, he did say. So anyway, I didn't even know the guy.
So everybody, listen to Comedy and Everything Else is the name of their Todd and Jimmy's podcast. So listen to that if you have some time on your hands.
Say hi.
And at the end of every podcast that I do, these guys haven't done it before. I play a game called Leonard Maltin that Brian Posehn and I.
We listen. We're listeners.
Some more facial humor.
Brian Posehn and I came up with this game, and basically, as you read the cast of a motion picture, you read the names from the bottom to the top, and then when the person thinks they know what movie it is based on, all the obscure supporting actors, and they can prove what a huge nerd they are, and guess the name of the movie. And it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
There's no right or wrong answers.
I would never, ever, ever get that right.
Well, you don't know yet. Let's
see. We don't know. Let's do it. I'll do a very famous movie.
What if
movie.
He does Super Troopers?
I'll do a very... Let's do Super Troopers and see how you do. I'll list the cast from Super Troopers.
Let's see
when
how you
do. Think you know what it is, stop me and say Super Troopers.
That's a great
That'd
idea.
That'd be a fun game, right?
Don't look. Don't
what
look.
What do you mean you wouldn't
but
know?
Don't look.
I don't know any of
I'm telling you, the movie is Super Troopers.
Don't look.
The movie is, the answer is Super Troopers.
But don't look.
Stop me when you know.
Go ahead.
Stop me when you know the answer.
Are you fucking with me?
Don't look. Todd, when you know the answer is Super Troopers, say stop and then say
don't
Super
look.
Troopers. Okay, now we got it.
Okay, wow.
That's how long it took him to
get
that.
Took a little while for Todd to get. It's all right, but he got
it. That was amazing.
Like it's a game show, right?
Yes.
Oh. That's fantastic.
All right, ready? Go ahead.
You know what? I don't care if people don't like this one. There was some funny shit.
You know what?
Happened. Okay, here we go.
Sometimes we don't like what they do.
Emmy.
We don't complain if we see them. If there was a way we could see what
hey,
they
I
did,
wish,
I'm sure we wouldn't
like
a lot
you,
of things
I don't
people
like
do.
You when you're not high. That's what I'm going to tell
yeah.
people.
Well, I taught you that.
Yeah.
Look at you trying
Emmy,
to take credit.
Emmy Rossum is in this movie.
Who?
See,
oh, Gone with the Wind.
Say it again.
A lot of these names you're not going to know.
Say it again.
Oh, you mean say it again.
I couldn't hear it.
Oh, I thought you were going to be funny and say who after every name.
No.
Just to bust my balls. Emmy Rossum.
And that was the name you said first?
I didn't just go ahead and skip it after you made it very clear that you still wanted to hear it.
Okay. Okay, I'd like, can I make a guess?
No
you have
way.
A guess already?
Yes.
Wait, you two were in cahoots.
We're not in cahoots. Talk into the microphone, Todd.
You two were in cahoots.
No, we're not in cahoots.
All right, let's see just the way this rolls out.
I'm going to say Super Troopers.
It's a bad play.
Is it Super Troopers?
No, no.
Super Troopers?
I didn't go ahead and then do Super Troopers.
All right.
just to play that joke on Todd, because there's no way he would ever.
I knew you wouldn't
it.
Do it on purpose, but I thought maybe accidentally you screwed up and still did it. I thought there's a chance.
Emmy Rossum was who? No, everyone knows Emmy Rossum isn't in Super Troopers.
Here's the way I would look at him in a sitcom after he said what he just said. Remember what he said?
We got 4 minutes.
You didn't say it right.
To save the world. Okay, so Thomas Guiri is in this thing.
Oh, Ocean's 11.
Kevin Chapman.
Ocean's 11.
Soylent Green.
Oh, it's Soylent Green.
Laura Linney.
Sunset Boulevard.
Gay Harden.
Oh, it was a Jay.
I'm sorry. Marcia Gay Harden.
Oh.
It's on two lines. It's on two lines. I thought it was. Lawrence Fish.
God,
Burn?
Yes, that's the one. That's also on two lines.
Does anybody know?
Kevin Bacon.
Oh,
Kevin
does
Bacon.
Know.
People know
they
Kevin
know.
Bacon.
Who are you doing it for?
6 Degrees. You guys, you got to guess it.
Well, they did.
No,
okay.
They haven't said
was
it out
it
loud.
Was it the one where he
know,
was
Tim
saying
Robbins.
Once they know it, it's
Tim
hard
Robbins.
Oh,
come on.
This was The Player.
He makes a movie a year. That's it. The player.
I got it.
Very good, Jimmy. It's not
wow,
the
no
fucking
one really
player.
Is impressed. Because they all knew it
God
five people
it.
Ago. Is that why? You guys
Kevin
already knew
Bacon
it?
Wasn't in The Player.
I told you. He looks stupid.
Laura Linney wasn't in The Player. Emmy Rossum wasn't in The Player.
Well, then what is this movie?
And Tim Robbins, he was in The Player, but such a stretch for him as an actor, it was like he wasn't.
But it was. I did
what
get
if,
it right.
What if somebody came in late and they didn't know we were playing a game and they just turned to their friend and they go, why doesn't he fucking tell them?
I don't know.
The movie is called Mystic River.
Oh.
Mystic River. Oh. They knew it.
Oh, and that's why they weren't the applauding because they knew I got it wrong. But then some people still applauded because they
that
must have
been a weird moment.
Bad.
Some people were being making not, fun of nice you. Some probably thought you did get it right. There's probably a few. I mean, what? It's not, you know.
Can we poll them to find out why they applauded? Because that's going to bug me now.
Can we poll them about it?
How many people applauded because they wanted Jesus. Me to feel not bad?
Who did it so Jimmy
how many people
feel
thought
bad?
I actually got it right? Oh, see?
How many? Clap if you didn't clap. Yeah. That's the most important demo.
That's the most important one.
Is that some people just didn't clap because you did get it wrong.
Yes. But some people clap.
Or their energy has been so sapped, they're saving it for Death Ray, and they just were like, let's just clap. Maybe they'll say goodnight.
Just get off. Oh, like, yeah.
If we applaud for something, that leads to the
I've been tricked
nights.
In that
are you going
show.
Over?
Going over what? No, we're still in good shape.
We are?
Yeah. Do you have a final thought or something?
Matter of fact, I do, Jimmy. You know all this? No. Some plan that obviously I've been waiting to say to you. And I
yeah, you've been waiting
well,
all night to call me
for.
Jimmy? Can't wait to call him Jimmy.
Doug.
Yes.
Doug, let's do one more movie.
We don't have time for one more movie. You guys are too good at it.
Defending Your Life. Platoon. I just want to do that.
Here. I got an idea. Plug your ears and make a lot of noise, Todd.
He
would know. I should have done this the other way around. I fucked up.
Movies I know he's actually seen.
What are they?
Super. You know the two.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Doug, may I say this is fuckdiculous.
Jimmy's in love with the word I made up.
Doug made up a word, fuckdiculous.
I made up the word fuckdiculous. And the response
I can't
to,
stop saying I
it was
love
my
it.
Response to ginormous. My rebuttal to ginormous is fuckdiculous. And
I'm very apt.
Jimmy's in love with it. And so Jimmy thinks that he can just say it in his act. He could say, oh, President Bush, isn't he fuckdiculous? And then everybody laughs because it's a funny word. And Jimmy's and that, like, oh, that's, you know, that's not really
he only
stealing.
Did it. He only just, did it twice.
Yeah, he only did it two times before he told me. Before we ran into each other.
I'm your dumb friend. You ready? Oh, and at that corporate, you did do it. Oh, he did
oh,
the
shit.
Policeman show, too. You've been doing it a lot, yeah.
He's like... Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, Doug.
That was an amazing half hour.
I thought that was his joke.
Give or take a minute.
Yeah, that's his joke.
Thanks to the audience. Thanks to UCB Theater. And as always, Willem Dafoe is a shithead.
Hey, by the way, that is his joke.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, because Doug.